Your nation, the United States, shall fall to a despot, and you will all be enslaved by him. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 17, quote, "And the Antichrist coming is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all wicked deception to those who are perishing. For they have not received the love of the truth that they might be saved. Therefore, God sends them a misleading influence, that all may believe falsehood, that all may be judged, who have not believed the truth, but have preferred wickedness. But we, brethren, beloved of God, are bound to give thanks to God always for you, because God has not chosen you as first fruit, God has chosen you as first fruits unto salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and the belief of the truth. For this purpose he has called you by our preaching to gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold the teachings that you have learned, whether by word or by letter of ours. And may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and has given us through grace everlasting consolation and good hope, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 6, 1992. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Our Lady is smiling. Oh, I only wish we could get a portrait of Our Lady as she's smiling now. You feel the feeling of beyond human words to describe. She's so beautiful, and you feel so relaxed, as though you don't have a problem in the world. Our Lady has an aura about her, and I'm certain that this aura is also encircling many upon the ground. Now Our Lady is looking about her, and she's touching her fingers to her lips like this, which means to listen and repeat, "My child and my children, and especially you, my child Veronica, I brought you here this evening because I have a dire and urgent message for the world at this time. The Eternal Father, his hand is now getting ready for a chastisement upon mankind. I say this to you all, do not be afeard. For all who have remained faithful and true shall escape this punishment. My child and my children, as it was in the past, so it shall be. There are many now foul deeds being committed upon the earth that cry, to heaven for retribution. The leaders of your country have lost their ways, my child, my children. They are now making sin a way of life. In my past, my own experiences, my child and my children, I went through great sorrow and saw this persecution set upon my son by the world. Now he is made to suffer anew, and I join him on his new cross. Yes, my child and my children, mankind is re-crucifying my son. They have forgotten. They have lost their way. My child and my children, the pages are turning fast in the apocalypse. Have you listened to my counsel in the past, my children? Are you making an effort to study the book of life and love, your Bible? There is not much time left. Many will be taken from the earth. I will not at this time, my child and my children, go into full detail. However, I want you to stretch the knowledge of Sodom and Gomorrah. You saw in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, its obliteration by fire and brimstone. Can you expect less of a trial, my children? You do not listen. You do not learn from your past. You are on the same road to perdition. The Eternal Father has watched with hope and with his convictions now coming to the point of great knowledge to him. He finds that at this time, many must be taken from the earth. Your word of homosexuality can be explained by the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Read in your Bibles or consult your clergy. Find yourselves, my children, a humble, pious clergy. Many have fallen away from the faith. Many have sold their souls to get to the head. And this, my children, I say of all denominations. Our lady is looking about her, and now she's taking, it's very sad. She's taking the coverlet around her shoulders, the cape, and she's wiping her eyes. Now, I can see Our Lady is struggling very hard for composure. This is very hard upon her. Now she's looking at me, and her eyes are going right into my eyes. My child, you must bring all past messages to the fore. Soon you will be unable to deliver them upon the ground. Therefore, I ask that not one shred of paper be discarded, for it will be needed. My child and my children, your children are leading lives without direction or knowledge of eternal life in heaven. Sin has become a way of life in your country and many countries of the world. Little children led astray by their elders. My child and my children, you will continue to pray for your vicar in Rome, Pope John Paul II. At this very moment, there is now being held a conference in secret to the world for his extermination, and to place upon the seat of Peter the despot. Yes, my child, you've heard that word before, the despot. I say it for reason. You will continue to pray a vigil, a prayer for the clergy of the world. Darkness has descended upon my son's churches upon earth. Whatever shall become of you all in the chaos that is fast coming to your country and other nations of the world, there will soon enter upon your world a despot, number two, I call him, that many had named him, and the Book of Life refers to him as the Antichrist. Yes, my children, you will recognize him by his deeds. Many will sell their souls to him to get to the head. But all that is rotten will fall eventually. No matter what the struggle to keep the light in your country and the world, you will go forward as soldiers of light, carrying your banner, faithful and true, in the face of adversity.
You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have discovered an extraordinary video titled, I Am the Living Bread. This video is a close-up and personal look at how the lives of the people in San Antonio, Texas, have been dramatically touched by their devotion to Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament through Eucharistic adoration. Their compelling stories will inspire you to a more intimate relationship with our beloved Savior. It tells of the extraordinary graces and blessings people are receiving and how adoration programs in over 65 churches in the San Antonio Diocese are transforming the area. This film is a profoundly moving testimony of the enormous graces, blessing, mercy, love that people like you and me are receiving from Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. It's a personal witness of what Jesus can do in your life. Order it now. Show it to your family, friends, and relatives, and non-Catholic friends, too. Send $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. The name of this extraordinary video is I Am the Living Bread for $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. In the past week, the number of holy hours pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 52 for a grand total of 41,980 holy hours pledged in the next year. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray that there will be many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. And now I have the compelling story of a former Protestant Presbyterian minister, Scott Hahn, as he tells how he went to Mass the first time. He says, I went to Mass one day. I sat there looking at all these people. I looked at their devotion, their sincerity, taking time out in the middle of the day to worship. I watched how during the consecration their heads were lowered, their lips were moving, their hearts were stirring. I went back the next day, and the next, and the next. Within a week or two, I had fallen head over heels in love with the Mass. I was transformed. The Eucharist became, in a sense, the all-controlling central desire of my life. I can't describe to you the passionate thirst and hunger that came over me day after day as I saw all those people going up and being fed, the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, Directives from Heaven, Miraculous Pictures, this radio program, the actual recordings of the message, and much more. Again, the address is www.tldm, which stands for These Last Days Ministries, .org. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on October 6, 1992. We start at a point as Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Our Lady is smiling. You see, my child, the world would have nothing if man was not free to speak out. Now Our Lady is looking about her, and she said to listen carefully. My child, you understand, the Eternal Father is most merciful, and my Son does not want the world to be destroyed. However, great tribulations shall be set upon mankind. Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by fire and brimstone. What can you expect upon your country, which allows homosexuality to flourish and become the way of life, which now your leaders, under a banner of truthfulness and faithfulness to his God, have now torn down that banner and is going in the direction of Satan. Laws are being made now to protect the offenders of God, the homosexuals. Mankind will have a banner ahead. There will be tribulation set upon the world before my Son returns to gather his own. Yes, in time, many will be removed from the earth. However, there will be a tribulation before that moment. My child and my children, keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. And my children of the earth and the once beautiful United States of America, do not sell your souls to get to the head. Money has been called the root of all evil. Already the young are being tarnished, their souls corrupted by their elders. What, oh what, my children, can you expect from the Eternal Father? My Son constantly pleads your cause before the Eternal Father. However, the time is growing short. That's why, my child, I brought you here this evening in your debilitated state as an act of mercy to the world, to turn from their path of destruction. Your nation, the United States, shall fall to the despot, and you will be all enslaved by him. I know, my children, many of you who hear my voice or my words will say, how can this happen to us? But we heard that the Eternal Father has said himself that he heard that many years ago when he sent prophets to warn Sodom and Gomorrah, and they too did not listen.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on October 6, 1992. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, at the vigil of December 28th, approximately 250 people were present. And there was one bus and many cars and many buses, all from different states. Now, my first testimony is from upstate New York. It says, Dear Gary, I just want to thank you for all you are doing to promote Our Lady's mission. Thank you for the Blessed Rose petals. My daughter had the shingles on her forehead over her eye. I told her to put the rose petal on it and keep it there. If the shingles had not gone away, it might have affected her eyesight. She told me she did. She put the petal up over her, and then she received a terrible pain. But Our Lady healed her. The shingles were gone when she had to go to the doctor's, had the doctor's appointments. I thank Our Lady of the Roses for this wonderful gift. Now I have another party here, and she's from Pennsylvania. To Our Lady of the Roses, I first heard of These Last Days Ministries in November 92, I was sitting in my car in a shopping mall, and I was really feeling low in spirit. As I turned the radio station, I heard the messages given from heaven. I sent for the literature, and after receiving it, I put it on my scapulars, my medals, the crucifixes on three of my doors. We live in a second-floor apartment in a business area. In February 1993, between 8:45 and 9:05, there was a great noise and the building shook. My husband turned on the scanner. What a shock to both of us to hear that a big SEPTA bus ran into the store on the first floor. We ran down the steps and find that this bus only hit one brick that separated the two stores. Not even the windows were broken. The bus had no people on it, and the driver was taken to the hospital. I ran back up the stairs, got on my knees, and thanked Jesus. I usually go across the street to get our mail at this post office at this time. I really feel Jesus used this protection to show my 11 children and others to obey the messages and orders given from heaven, and then that is signed. Now I have another party here, and she's from New Jersey. To Our Lady of the Roses, a year ago, last July, I was diagnosed with cancer. They told me I had to have an operation. They took me up, put me in the holding room. Before they put me under, they found out that I was totally anemic and did not think they could do the operation. However, my gynecologist said, without it, I could possibly die. The anesthesiologist said he did not know whether or not they could go through with it because I was so anemic. They gave me a couple of pints of whole blood, and they took me in. I did not know what the outcome would be. They operated on me, and they took out a 7-pound tumor, not counting the waterway. They told me, my husband, that the next 14 hours would be crucial, that I could die. This I did not know until afterwards. Needless to say, the next day, when my husband came back and they told me with the doctors that I had ovarian cancer. I would have to have chemotherapy for 18 months. I did not have to stay in the hospital for 14 days, as they said I would. I was home in 3 days. I went to chemotherapy for 6 months, and after the 6 months, they made me do a CAT scan. The CAT scan did not come out back good. The CAT scan came back with dark spots on the bottom of my intestines, and they told me I would have to have another wait, look and see. This past January, they did all over again. Did it all over again. They cut me open. I had two surgeons. They took all my intestines out, and they checked everything. When I woke up, the nurses were screaming at me, telling me that I had been cured. When they opened me up, they found out that there was nothing there, and it never looked as if I ever had cancer in my life. During this whole time of trauma, I always had a Lady of the Roses petal taped on my stomach, and I have done this for the whole time. All I can say is, you have to have faith. They told me I was totally cured now. No more chemotherapy. Just don't lose the faith. Have faith. Pray to Our Lady of the Roses. She'll take care of you. And then that is sign. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
These Last Days radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.